only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Tell me what you want.
Is that what you want?
You are listening to the Honey Suite on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Tell me what you want. You like that, baby?
It's thickly packed and full of flavor.
That's what you want.
Listeners, call in
805-830-8320. This is your hostess, LaCrush Harsh. What's going on, everyone? Welcome to the Honey Suite right here in Phone Fantasy. I am the hostess for tonight, Miss LaCrush Harsh. I'm hyped. I'm itchy. I feel good. Oh, yeah, I'm coughing all up in your air. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is full of flavor today. It's the third Tuesday of the month of April. You know what that means. It's Coffee After Dark. You know, that episode where we just start to get a little sexy. We talk about a little provocative issues and discussions. And tonight is no different. First and foremost, let me give another big shout out to my special indie artist featured last night, Diamonds. They returned to Phone Fantasy Radio, musically inclined, and they shared their happening indie artist, Diamonds, spelled D-I-E-M-E-N-S. Go check that out. Big shout out to Troy D. New York for tuning in and joining us. Also to Lady C for tuning in and joining us for the after show party, if you will. The Midnight Jukebox. Check us out every Monday evening at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on Phone Fantasy Radio. Well, here we go, folks. I'm here. I'm ready for you. It's Crushing After Dark. The super fluffy flirt mode. Yes. Another provocative discussion on Tales from the Kinky Side. Exploring the forbidden fruit. Everyone has curiosity about kinky sex. I don't care what you say. It's a proven fact. I don't know who proved it. I just know that it's a fact because I feel that way. So, yeah, I said it. That's just my show. I can say what the fuck I want to say. But anyway, whether it's being with the same sex, bisexuality, if you will, you know, and even if it's the opposite way, you know, you are already attracted to the same sex. Well, you know what? You may want to try heterosexual sex just to see how that side is, you know. So, I mean, whatever is out of the norm for you. Trying multiple partners at the same time, threesome, foursome, orgies, or even trying different stimulants, butt plugs, vibrators, nipple clamps, paddles, blindfold, handcuffs, all that. Every time you want to try something, anything to get to that next ultimate climax. You may not experience it now. You may not want to now, but you know how you may feel 2 years, 6 months, 3 days from now. So, you know, bear with me, work with me. I'm flowing here, you know. So tonight is Tales from the Kinky Side. I want you to share your first time exploring different sex. Anything out of the norm for you, call us up. Let us know. We would love to hear from you. First time at a swinging party. First time with a male or female. First time in a threesome. First time trying fetish, BDSM. First time using toys during sex. Whatever. If it's different, if it's out of the range, out of your normal, please join us tonight. That call number, 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. Press 1. That's how you press 1. And I know that you want to go ahead and join us right here on Crushing After Dark. Okay, so here's the deal. And the deal is this. So shout out to Chris from Jersey. You know, it's supposed to be this sexy, sensual, but that's not my energy right now. You know, and that's, this is different sex. That energy that you bring to sex, that mode trying to get you in the mode. Sometimes you like it slow, sometimes you like it rough, sometimes you want your hair pulled, sometimes you don't. You know, it's just that energy that you bring, depending on who you're with, that chemistry. y'all have, what y'all willing to do, what you willing to do with that person. Exploring oneself. That's what Crushing After Dark, Tales from the Two Sides, is all about. You know, you explore yourself, you want to take this to a new experience. It's also good. Everything's welcome. We don't shun nobody. Last week, we had a hell of a time. We talked about everything up under the sun, and this week we want to talk about everything up under the sun. So, by all means, call us up, because the chat room seems to be not working. I cannot load the chat room, folks. So, you're going to have to stop me, sir. I'm trying to load the chat room. I can get in there. Stop me, sir, please. 830-8320. Call from your cell phone. Call from your house phone. Make sure the computer is turned down. Make sure the TV is turned down. And, you know, just do what I'm going to say. I'm going to be friendly. I'm going to be nice. I'm not going to be ratchet like last week. No, I'm not going to be ratchet like last week. This week is going to be nice. It's calm. And, you know, just be cool. You know, it's a nice conversation. So, by all means, please join us in the conversation. So, you know, let's talk about kinky sex just for a second. Just for a tad. You know, just jumping off the building here. Up off the building. Let me go first. How about that? I'm going to go first. I'm going to chill with you. My first time exploring different sex, okay? Okay, so it's 1998. I just turned 17, I was working on coming 18, about to graduate high school, going to my senior year high school, all of this. Now I'm personally about Captain McCoy. This is a steady gentleman who actually taught me his right penis because he got some in my eye. So now I don't use my teeth anymore. That's a whole other story. Anyway, let me tell you what Captain and I did where I skipped school. It was during the summer area, the summertime, you know, the last few months of schooling, everybody was testing around this time. Everybody's school testing, and when you're done testing, you can sleep. You're done for the day. The senior, you ain't taking the rest of your classes, you can go. So I'm a senior, I'm done for the rest of my classes, I can go. I didn't tell, you know, mom what I was doing. You know, I just went out and did me. I just roamed Brooklyn. Well, anyway, Captain was home, and I go to Captain. Captain's like, oh, come by. I'm like, hey, come through. I came through with Captain, and Captain was everything I wanted at that time. You know, he was tall, he had nice teeth, he treated me nice. You know, we got to get started with each other. He laughed, he kicked, he watched the TV, he was home alone. It was, you know, I felt grown. I'm not even going to lie. I felt grown with Captain. But anyway, well, Captain and I, Captain one day put in his porn, and you know, porn didn't do nothing for me because I was watching porn. Because I was young, so porn doesn't really turn me on. Just like watching it, you know. So we was watching the porn, he trying to get me all, you know, high involved, which it was. And he had a pair of handcuffs, and he was like, "I bet you can't touch your ankles." And I said, "Oh yes, I can." And I grabbed my ankles, and sure enough, he caught me with handcuffs, ankle to wrist, wrist to ankle. I got handcuffs, and OMG. That was the most uncomfortable, best sex I've ever had. Okay, at that point. At that moment. I've experienced some new things then, but, you know, at that moment, that was just like the ultimate. I just thought I was, you know, the freakiest thing alive. I mean, it was crazy. I was much smaller then, but I was still a big girl. And Captain liked that. You know, he was the captain. He was Captain Favor. He did it in. And I'm tied up, and I'm like, yeah, this is it. This is my kink right here. You know, woohoo, yeah. You know, and it was awesome, but it was scary because I'm actually literally my wrist. I'm bent over in this position. So the best way we could do is like use the chair, and I had to put my leg up on the chair. I had to try these different positions. So then he had me laying on my side, and, you know, it started getting painful. But it was a pleasure pain that, you know, was like, wait, what's this? You know, like, it felt good for the sensation, and the pain even enhanced the feel goodness of it. So, yeah, that's what it was. Okay, we got the chat room open. That's what it was. So that's a hard time. No, that was my first time being handcuffed or using some type of strength when it came to sex. And, you know, another time with Mr. Captain, his cousin came, I pulled his cousin over, and we just had a whole little bit of part. But yeah, I'm not getting into that. I'm not saying that. Right now, see, I got Miss Lettuce. Lettuce, Miss Lettuce.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
So we talk about kinky stuff. Kinky sex. You know, things you try for the first time that's different than a regular, you know, missionary position for yourself and mission. We want you to take it sort of without moving with the step in, but it's different from actual norms. So that's what we're talking about tonight. And I'm sharing my first time being handcuffed to my ankle. And how that turned out for me. It was okay. It was okay. Like I said, it was the best at that time. I had experienced some new stuff since then. But at that time, I just thought I was just the freakiest porn star around. You know, I got locked outside. I'm sure this is what y'all before. I got locked outside, but that's it. Like, you know, you was 18, just, you know, when you're about to finish high school, you have to jump into adulthood, and I just knew I was just grown. I'm not even going to lie to you. I was just grown. It was just,
that's usually what you think at that age.
Right. You know, nobody knows what's going on. I got this older boyfriend, and we just doing things, bye, bye, bye. Anyway, Lacey, what about you, Lacey? You got a story to share with us?
I guess my first experience sitting on someone's face.
Awesome.
I didn't think that I could do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was 40-something and he was 20-something.
Ooh, ain't they the fun ones?
He was
the young ones are the fun ones. It is. It's true. The young ones are the fun ones.
But he was 6'7", and I'm 5'4". And I'm like, no, that's not gonna work. It's not gonna work. And he said, oh yeah. I said, I'm gonna smother you. You know, I'm a big girl. So I'm gonna smother you. I didn't never think that a big girl could do that. Oh yeah. He said, I'm gonna show you how to do this. So I was willing to try it, and, it turned out to be one of the best experiences. I didn't know a big woman could do that. I was like, oh, now I know that you can do that, and it does not smother the person. But, you know, if you don't know, because, you know, I was so into, it was just vanilla during the marriage and everything. It was just basic. We didn't try all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, first of all, you're 6'7", I'm 5'4". How the hell is that going to work?
Right.
You know, the height don't matter.
Right.
It really don't. For some reason, it works. And it was difficult getting me there and everything, because I kept saying, no, I'm gonna, you know, you get, I was so skeptical.
Mm-hmm.
Until he relaxed me and we got there, and then it was good. We became a ritual.
It became a ritual. Mm-mm.
He liked it. I loved it.
Hey, this is where you want to be. This is where you want to be. I get it. That happened to me too. When I did my first time. We were with Fred. Fred was from Long Island, and Fred was like, listen, you ever do that XYZ? And I'm like, wait, what? I know exactly what you're doing. Like, oh, you ever did that? Yeah, I definitely went with me. So, face sitting, it became an art after that. After Fred, then the whole name changed. you know, I was, this whole personality, if you will, came to be. The name change came. I was like, yeah, we're going to take this and run with it, you know. So, and it was just fun. So I definitely get what you mean by that. And it's just like a sense of, you know, nervousness mixed with, you know, you're at my beck and call. You know, like I'm in control, but I'm not in control type moment.
Right.
You know, it's like you're in control, but you're not really in control because they tell you when to get up. You know, they have control over that. But you're slightly in control because you're on top. You know, so I get that, you know, let me just, it's a big, it's like being on a fence. You know, you can lead either way. You know,
right.
My ass is sitting on your fence versus your face. And I'm like Humpty Dumpty, like any which way the wind blows with me. You know, you can see my hand, but I ain't got to get up. You know, you know, I can push it to the limit, you know. And then that is intriguing. It's exciting. It's exhilarating. You know, you and me, when I'm nervous or I'm excited, I fucking cheese and giggle.
I do too.
Yeah, I get all giggly. I get like that. And so that even makes it even worse. And, you know, they didn't want you to jump up and down, bounce up and down on it. Okay. Then they want you to, like, my guy wanted me to wear different textures. He liked the texture. He liked the bare ass, but he also liked denim. He liked the stocking, the nylon. He liked leggings. He liked different types of panties, one with ruffles, one without the ruffles, the silky ones, the thong. He liked that. He said the best part about the face sitting experience is to sit up and watch you come back. It's like just watching the light fall very slowly. That's what he told me.
Oh, wow.
That was the best part for him, just to watch the light fall very slowly. He tried everything. He tried it in front of the mirror. He would kneel down and turn his head and look in the mirror and just watch my face watch my ass switch his face. As we on his chair, he reinforced his chair, let me see. He reinforced his chair. He was instructed. He went and got him a 4x4, his drill, and he put the 4x4 in the middle of the seat. So it got the four legs, and then it got this big fifth leg right there in the middle of the
right.
seat. So the seat wouldn't, you know, his head wouldn't go through the seat, you know. What else we did? He reinforced the legs on the little feet on the chair, so he got on the chair. He put little bulbs on them, like little nut and bolts on them, so he could watch me crush cars. Yeah, that's what the name of crush cars is. Wow. So it went from just his head to these modeled cars that he used to make. What are they called? The destruction vehicles, you know, the big ones. He used to make those.
Right.
Right. He used to make those models. He wanted to see me bust up a dump truck. You know, it'd be an 18-wheeler model size, and he wanted to put it on there. He put on his sunglasses and little goggles, you know, protect his eyes. And he'll get there. He'll watch me just sit down. Just, wrong. You know, this, you know, and I'm just like, yes, wrong. Let's just drop down on it. In the little matchbox cars, you know, we crushed to see how far the bit going in, how well they're made, like, it was all that. Bag of chips. He wanted to put stuff under his face. And I sit on his face, a bag of chips. He done did a balloon. He done did balloons. And that's where the balloon stuff coming at. You know, he done did balloons. And I sit on his face. He'll lay his face on type of the balloon. The balloon is on the chair. And, you know, see how much pressure it is on the balloon for it to pop. You know.
Wow.
He lift my feet up off the ground. He wants all ass, you know, on his head, missing. He had fun. And he ordered the website, I mean, the DVDs off the website. So we watched the DVDs on the website, and we try to emulate the DVDs on the website, sitting down, talking shit, and all that other good stuff. So I like this city. I think that's cool. The smothering, you know, they want you to lay on top. They want to play with your boob play. They want to beat you up. You know, they want you to beat them up with your boob. Bash them in the face and stuff. That's just some of the stuff I like to do. I have not gotten to the trampoline yet because I was with a gentleman and I broke his rib. Accidentally. It was not on purpose. It was accidentally. But I'm like, just imagine if I was to do a trampoline session and, you know, they're fragile just like that where I could bruise or break their rib. So I'm like, I don't want to do that. You know, that trampoline is when you're stepping on the person with your feet and you're just basically walking all over them. You know, guys like that. You know, there are some guys up there. I see it. So anyway, 805-830-8320. Question at the dog. Tales from the Kiki side. We are sharing the first time exploring different sex. So whether it be your first time at a swing party with another female, male, threesomes, orgies, fetish, BDSM, even sex toys during sex, whatever the case may be, if it's just out of your norm, call us up, join the conversation, and share your story. Right now, we're going to go ahead and take us a movie and break. And we'll be back in a minute. Welcome back to Question After Dark, Tales from the Kiki side. Tracy Braxton on Last Call. I actually like the song. Anyway, I got Lady C representing Baton Rouge, Louisiana. You know, we're talking about kinky sex, foreign different type of sex, and we want you to call in and share with us your first time, whether it be at a swing party with the same sex, or, you know, if you're the same sex, it's opposite sex. Multiple partners, fetish, BDSM, toys, doors, sex, different stimuli that you may want to use. I don't know if it's a fetish or what, but this is one of the things that I love. Somebody sit there and said they wanted to hear, they're looking forward to hearing some of my tips. So here's a tip that I have. We're in the process of having intercourse, and I'm laying on my back, we're missionary, if you will, my legs is up, whatever. And what turns me on is as I look up at you and you take your mouth and you suck on my leg, that does it for me. You suck on my leg, my back of my calf, my ankles, you put a toe in your mouth, but by all means, put my finger in your mouth. For some reason, that does it for me, Lady C. I don't know why. I really don't. You know, the whole toe thing, I find that exhilarating as well, but it's something about your wet, warm mouth on my finger. I don't know why, but it just does it for me, Lady C. Like, I'm like, oh, my God. like the best thing ever. Why? I don't know. What does your mouth have? I don't know. I do not know. I could not tell you to this day. I tried to figure it out, but I was, you know, we was doing the do, and he was kissing on the ankles, and he had these big, juicy lips, and it was just looking so gorgeous. It did. It felt so gorgeous. It was like, oh, my God, that's awesome. And then my finger slipped. It slipped by accident. This is how I figured it out. Like, it happened by accident. I was holding on to him, and I was wiping the sweat off of him, and my hand slipped to his mouth, and my whole body twitched up. My whole body twitched up. I was like, oh, my God, what is this new sensation? What is this feeling? Like, oh, my goodness, what is this? I don't know. And it's not the same as watching me suck a nipple. You know, that's turned on, too. But just the, I don't know what it is. And once I put my finger in his mouth, it's just like, yes. Yeah, they're ready. We're ready to go. That's my tip. Nibbling, sucking, biting. I don't know why, but that's the thing I like. How about you, AC? Have you explored any time or experienced anything out of the norm recently?
I've experienced the foot thing, but it just didn't turn. It wasn't a turn on. But he loved it. He like he was sucking a chicken bone, but every piece of flavor out of it. He took the whole foot in his mouth and was just up and down and happy. And I'm sitting there. I was waiting on a distance space, and I was like, okay, this is not what I thought it would be, but it was okay. But it just didn't turn me on like other things do. But he was happy. He was just, oh, yes. Oh,
now, doing it by itself, it doesn't do nothing. Right. By itself, it don't do nothing for me. By itself, I'm picking your nose and you have nosebleeds. By itself, it does nothing. You know, I've had a guy sit up there and just bless my feet and then nut all over them. I'm like, okay, whatever. You know, but for some reason, I'm laid in, and I look up, and I'm just, you know, he's deep inside and he takes my fucking crusty heel and put it in his mouth. I'm like, yes.
Kissing on the leg, like you say, that is good. While, you know, on missionary, your leg up there, he kiss on the back of the leg and stuff. That is an extra sensation. I don't know what it does. Wow. It does send an extra voice.
Uh-huh.
It's an electric, just slides on up your body when they do that. Like, wait a minute. First time it happened, like, where'd that come from? Like you say. You want to do it again? Do that again. Let me see.
Yeah. I don't know why, but it feels awesome. It's like, yes, baby. Do it again. You know, and I get it. You know, I talk about this all the time. I'm always talking about having sex with the same sex. It's like, well, I'm only touching on this briefly because I've never had actual sex with the same, with a woman. I have not had that. I talk about it all the time. I'll flirt. I'll pick. I'll nibble and stuff like that, especially when I know the person is against it. You know, I'm all hands. I'm touching boobies. I'm doing all that. But actually having experience like that, I have not done that. I have not officially been with a woman. And people be like, whatever. I'm like, I don't know why y'all think I, you know, done that. Like, I'm that big girl. And to sit up there and try to bump with me is just, it doesn't turn me on. I'm not rushing to do that. I'm really not rushing to do it. But however, I do want to have that experience. Will it happen? I don't know. But for some reason, it's on my bucket list. Shout out to Troy D. New York and Mr. Sexy Man. They were talking about this, you know, your sexual bucket list. So it's on my sexual bucket list. If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it's okay. It doesn't happen. But, you know, it's like, okay, that's something I would like to experience. But I can't get the image of me trying to, this way, this way. And it's like, where would I stand? Like, because I could be very dominant or have this dominant feeling about me, but I can also be very submissive. So it's like, will I be the butch? Because it's like that role is always going to be in my head. Will you be the butch or will I be the butch? Will I be the feminine one or you be feminine? And it's like, with the man, I can switch up. You know, I can switch up if he knows his position on the matter, you know, and you can switch up with a man, but it doesn't have the same effect as it would if you was with a woman. I don't believe that. You know. So, yeah. It's like you can switch up, but you're still a woman type thing. It's like if I switch up with you, I'm going to feel like I'm the dude. Like, so, it's like that's crazy. I don't know. I'm going through the motion. I'm going through the motion, lady, see?
It may happen. You never know.
It may happen, but it's like, this is the opportunity for me to pick my first time. That's what it all boils down to. Like, when I was 15, 14, whatever, I was not able to pick my first time, who I wanted to do it with, how I wanted it done. I didn't have this fantasy of, you know, rose petals on the bed. You know, like, that stuff. I didn't have that. Right, I didn't have that. Huh?
I remember that. He snuck in his house, in his little bedroom, snuck in the back door. That was like crazy. He's like, am I don't feel good? I'm like, that don't feel good. First time off. What are you doing? No. You know, you don't know it. The first time, I was like, that's it. And I got up. I was like, okay, well, I'm going home. Is that what it was? I'm out of here. That's what it's supposed to be. He smiled. I'm sitting there saying, what?
Is that it?
Was it good to you? Hell no. I don't even know what that was.
I can't call it. Okay, so the first time having sex. I don't really want to go down that road. But it's like now, you know, this whole, you know, woman thing, it's a fad, I think, for me. It's a fad. It's a thing. I'm going to get over it. It's just curiosity being the best of me. If somebody told me about sex, it's like once you have sex, you're going to always be curious about it.
You're always be what?
Once you start having sex, you're always going to want it. Like you're always going to have a craving for it. I think that's how sex becomes addictive because it really is. It's not just like, okay, I just want to be with somebody. No, I really need sex. Like I need penis in me, I need the experience. That sexual, it's like a high, really. It's like, you know, it's like having a cigarette. You addicted to it. Like, you really can't become addicted to it. So. But it's like that kinky sex, that's something that you can get addicted to. that is something because it's different. It's out of the norm. Not every person can make you feel that way. You know what I mean? Like, not every person know about that life, or not every person have that same touch, that same smell, that same, all that stuff plays a part of this experience that you have. So it's like, you know, you're always trying to reach that high, that ultimate high. So that kiss is supposed to be a difference, in my opinion. It's just my opinion, my thought on it. And I think it's like,
I like the scent of a man, and I like the little musk scent of a man. And that smells so good. It's so one of those jarring things. Not even, it's the cologne is good, but I like the musk that they have. They have that little scent. And you can tell the difference. But then there's some people like, you don't even smell right. And if they don't smell right, you get turned off like, no.
Right.
And it's be a good kisser. I need a good kisser.
That's like holding someone on the phone. But the touching, the caressing, you know, even when it comes to mutual masturbation, like, that's a part in itself, you know? Like, I can do good, but, ooh, he's doing okay, too. And then you got those that want to just sit up here and try to scratch your shit, and you want to punch them in your face, like... Me and my bad experiences. Anyway, 805-830-8320. We're talking about different sex, exploring different sex. The chat room is open. Follow me in the chat room. Go to phonefaceradio.com/tuning live. And go to the page. The chat room is at the bottom of the screen. Just log in with a free account or sign up for a free account. And join me in the chat room. It's all good. It's a safe environment. We're on Twitter, we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, we're on all that stuff. You know, find us. The Fresh Heart, Phone Fantasy Radio. We're just having a good time here, crushing out the dogs, talking about kinky sex, the kinky side of sex. 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. I'm just about to take a break, and we'll be right back.
No wonder I play it cool. Ain't no I in team, but I got my eyes on you. I watch it bounce when she walks. She lick her lips when she talks. I throw her in that Bentley coupe with the top off like Mardi Gras. All that cake come get you some feeling. Like a soap, I can watch all my children. Hit it so long that she might lose feeling. With her legs in her ass, she can walk on the ceiling.
Said I know she loves the attention as she gets.
Welcome back to the Hardest Street, Trusty at the Dark. I am your hostess, Mr. Crush Hearts, and I'm about to dial it down a tad bit if y'all notice it's going to get mellowed out. I can't hang. You know, it is what it is. It's the tales of the kinky side. Going to Forbidden Fruit to have my homie from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Miss Lady Steve, over there to call me. Hey, Lady Steve.
Hey.
Speaking,
I have a question for you, LaCrush.
Yes, ma'am.
Have you ever had anybody audio record you, just the sound?
Audio recording?
And you all making love or having sex, just the sound. I just did the audio recording.
Yeah. I've had the audio recorded. I have the videos. I've got all. Yeah, I have audio jobs. You can't say to it, so you can't either. And,
I had someone who wanted to do audio. I said, I've never done any of that. And they wanted to do audio. So I tried the audio. It was different. You listen to it afterwards, it's like, wow. I did that. I said that.
Yeah. You start sitting down. And I think that's why it works for me. I like doing the phone sex thing. And you know, I like to sit down, I have my eyes closed. I set the mood, girl. Like, the blue light come on, the curtains are closed, it's nice and dark in here, and I close my eyes, and I'm explaining everything, you know, just the way I'm picturing it in my head. Like, I think that's why I still do the whole phone sex thing. It's more than just moaning in the phone. You know, this is a way to it really be in detail, you know, explain the whole concept of, you know, how you want that person was to come up the stairs, you know, you're from the stairs, I'm open up the door, as you close it, I'm gonna get your pants, you know, and you just start picturing all of this happening. You know, it's like a movie going on in your head. It really is. It's like your own porno going on in your head, you know, and you're touching yourself, and it doesn't help that you have the magic wand and only got two settings high and low. So P.S. I need a new one, folks. Anybody out there that want to donate, let me know. I got PayPal. Anyway. So, yeah, I have just the audio thing, even if I'm just on a phone call and what, you know, audio thing. I'm not going to do that. I got charges for that. Ain't nothing free. So, I just stepping off the deal. So, yeah, you know, we want to hear your different sex stories, if you know your sexual experiences. Kinky side, whether it be, you know, your first time at a swing party, your first time, whatever, share with us, 805-830-8320, press 1 and join into the conversation. I was just reminiscing about that not too long ago, Lacey, you know, the whole sci-fi thing. I don't know, can you bring sci-fi to the bedroom?
You probably could if you set it up.
I'm going to throw some glow-in-the-dark stars on the ceiling. It's going to spell get it. He's going to leave it there.
Get it, baby.
Yeah, get it. Take that stars above my head, above my bed. See where you see, just start imagining different stuff. I use my imagination on different things. But yeah, that sounds like, you know, it's all good. Just want to hear your voice. And they use it later. I've had guys, I've seen guys actually like, I didn't listen to this all the time. Or a picture they took, oh, I don't even see this my screen saver. Nobody wants to do that. You know, there's a different time, 805-830-8320. When I get back, we're going to talk about first time at a swing party, baby C. I know you've been there.
Nah.
You ain't been to a swing party yet, baby C?
Party.
Huh?
All about it, but I've never been to one.
Mm-hmm. You know I don't believe it.
You don't believe it, but I've never been to one.
Yeah.
Invited and never got there. But no. Never made.
I went there. And I was like, I'm not gonna do nothing, I'm just gonna watch. I'm gonna fuck this turn on. Anyway, I'm gonna tell y'all when I get back. 805-830-8320. This is Stussy Out the Dog.
Jason.
Jason.
Get jazzy on
them. I'm that flight that you get on, international, first class seat on my lap, girl, riding comfortable, cause I know what that girl them need, New York to Haiti, I got lipstick stamps on my passport, you make it hard to leave, been around the world, don't speak the language, but your booty don't need explaining, all I really need to understand is when you
talk dirty to me. Talk dirty to me. Talk dirty to me. Get jazzy on them.
You know the words in my song. No, I habla English. Our conversations ain't long, but you know what is. I know what that girl them want. London to Taiwan. My passport, I think I need a new one. Been around the world, don't speak the language, but your booty don't need explaining. All I really need to understand is when you
talk dirty to me.
First walked in, there's like a little foyer area, and then a little hallway, and one side on your right, on your right side, and lead to the small ass kitchen, and on the left side it led to the bedroom. Okay, so as I'm walking by, I look to my right, there's a kitchen, people are making drinks, blah, blah, blah. And then you lead to your right side, and in the small ass they have fucking the picture lamp, you know, all that stuff. They're filming a porno. Literally. So they're filming a real porno inside the bedroom. Because apparently the party was early. So anybody, the people that wanted to attend was like, listen, we'll pay you X, Y, and Z if you let us use the bedroom to videotape. Yeah, that's how that turned out. But it literally videotaped the porn. A couple of scenes of porn DVD in the bedroom. Okay, fine. So you come out into the living room, or normally the play area, and they also have these balcony areas, and you step out on the balcony, you can see Manhattan lights, the city. It was a beautiful thing, you know, the views in Manhattan, depending on where you were at, especially if you're like close to Midtown, you see all the lights and everything, so it was real pretty being up high like that, you know. So, but I don't do heights, so I don't go out there. Yeah, not me. But yeah, we came back and it was just like, it just turned into an orgy in the room. Like, we were in the living room, people was in the bedroom, people was in the kitchen, people was in the bathroom, people was everywhere, literally everywhere. And it ended up becoming like this big old orgy situation. Literally, I watched this girl do it. She was literally doing it. It was my first time seeing live porno, because that's what it felt like. It was like I was watching a porn movie, but I was live. So I got this chair, it was a silver chair, and I put it right in a corner while it was dark, and I sat there and I watched her do her thing. I watched her do her thing that night, and it was just like, oh my God, that's amazing. I was just turned on, I was hot and bothered, all of the above. It was just exciting just to sit there and watch her. And that's when I realized, I like watching sex, you know. And that's an old boy, like, come in, right? Like, yeah, I like watching this. It really became a turn on. And, you know, I participated. Like I said, it's my first party. But I did participate, and I gave a DJ. It was covered, you know. But my first time, I gave a DJ. This guy was just so excited. You know, he wanted to go further. He was like, you know, fuck this DJ. Let's get it popping. I'm like, no, I don't want to do that. And, you know, me and him started arguing. And then I had to get real nasty with him, lady. She had to get nasty, and he brought the nasty part out. You know, women, we got those moments where we just throw shit to the bus, and I did that. I didn't mean to. He just was coming at me. I guess that maybe he was under influence or whatever, but he was just coming at me. And he wouldn't let it die down. And I'm like, no, no, no. He kept going. And it was like, what the fuck? Dude, what the fuck? So that's how that worked out. But, I told him, I'm like, if you can't fuck mind you in a room full of people and he wants to have sex, and I'm like, if you can't fuck my face, how the hell you expect to fuck my pussy? Just those words, just like that. And it made it seem, when I say everybody just stopped and just turned their head and looked, and I was going in. When I say I was going in on him, I was going in. I was going in. But he's lucky I just sat there and sucked him dick. Bah, 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 bah. I went ham. I went ham, turkey, and cheese. I went in on this guy. And, you know, me and him arguing back and forth. They trying to get me kicked out, and they trying to get him kicked out, and all the other stuff. He's like, you go in this corner, you go in that corner. Like, you know, he came back and he apologized, or whatever the case may be, and I apologized to people and all that. But yeah, that was my first sexual experience. But I liked it for the simple fact that I was able to watch that. That's what it was. I liked it because I was able to watch live sex. And I'm comfortable. You know, ladies, see, if you get to this party, you're required to change out your street clothes. No, the way I'm sitting right now is the way I would be sitting at a swing party. You know, I'm in my house, you know, privacy, all the doors are closed, all the window curtains are closed. I got a nightie on, you know, your sexy drawers, or you get all dolled up, put some lip gloss on, look cute. But you're around sex, you know, But there's also this element of converse, meeting new people, talking and mingling and having a good time. So it's not just, oh, it's just a big orgy. No, it's not that. Just that. For me, it wasn't just about that. It was about that whole experience to get up, to go out, to get out the house, to go to some other area and just be comfortable and be around a bunch of grown folks, flirt, mingle, all of the above. So it's more to it than just sex. You know, people are like, oh, it's just a sex party. No, to me, the swing lifestyle is more to it. For me, you know, like things is what you make of it. And I made it more of a social event than a sex event. You know, because when you make it a sex event and you dwell on that, maybe, see, what I've learned is you become disappointed when you don't get that climax that she was fantasizing about. You know, this expectation that she had, this expectation that she had, like, you know, I'm going to have five guys at one time, and, you know, I'm going to do X, Y, and Z, and it's like, okay, well, maybe you don't lead up to your expectation. He doesn't lead up to your expectation, and then you go home dissatisfied when you dwell on it like that. You know, that's why guys used to ask me when they were coming to my party, you know, what to expect. I said, first of all, throw that out. Throw that whole notion that you're about to have sex with the whole party, throw that out the window. And that's not the case. You know, there's rules, regulations, and then there's also women's preference. You know, and you got to take that into consideration. Like, yeah, you might be the hottest thing to you, but once you get to the party, you may not be the hottest thing to them. You know?
So, right.
So you'll spend all night being a loser or the lame of the party instead of enjoying yourself, and you'll huff and puff and want to blow down everybody's house, and you'll disrupt the vibe of the party, you know, when you like that. So it was a great experience for me. Like I said, I went in there with my eyes wide open shut type situation. And I played for the first time. I did everything that I thought. And it was just a turn-off for me. It was just really exhilarating. At the time, that seemed to be the word for the night. It's exhilarating. It's very exhilarating and different to do. But I never went there with the notion that I was going to take that party. You know, so. Wow. This is hours, though. We're already over 2 minutes into the top of the hour. We're talking about the side of sex. It's almost 10 o'clock. 9 o'clock in the area. Wow. Being chatting and everything. Ladies, yeah. Just me and Lady C. Nobody else is allowed to play. I'm getting sleepy, though, Lady C. Why am I getting sleepy, Lady C? I'm getting sleepy. So this ain't the scene to show. Oh.
But, okay, you say the party. See, I have a friend who does these things. And it's so funny. He says he goes in, he goes to the ones that need couples. He says they usually set up the ones where it's couples. For some reason, they prefer couples so that it won't be one person by themselves. But like you say, he took a one time, and still, you know, couples, some people like to get disappointed because they want to be, they think they the shit, and they really ain't. He thought he was going to go. He's going to have all the women chasing after him, and they really got disappointed, and they didn't. And I'm like, wow. So you're going to go? I said, I don't know. I can't say I will. I'm interested in it, but I won't say that I will do it. It's just, it would have to happen at, I don't know. It's just one of those things. You know, it's one of those, I'm not sure, am I ready for that? You know.
Okay.
I know that's something you ready for.
Yeah, well, you know, you keep telling yourself you're not ready, you're not ready, you're not ready. You ain't gonna never get there. It really is to say that. Like, that's something I think you just have. I don't think there's a way to get ready for it.
Oh, okay.
I don't think there's a way to get ready for it. It's just like something you just have to go. Like, I don't want to go to this club, or I don't want to go to this party. And then you just go, and then you just have a good time.
Okay.
Yeah. So, like I said, the one thing that she can experience is that being in no pressure situation. I'm sorry, I got distracted. Somebody texted me about posting in their group. Actually, two people just texted at the same damn time about posting in their group, and they're saying that because I don't post in their group, I don't know who they are, and they won't tell me the name of their group. So.
Want you to post in their group, McCoy.
Huh?
They want you to post. Be more active.
I can't be active if I don't know the name of the damn group. But, you know, like, that's what I'm trying to explain to her. Like, you, okay, I hear what you're saying, but I need to know the name of the group if you want to be active. Right?
That's true.
No. So you sit here giving me this lecture instead of just telling me, you know, the name of your group. You know, name of your group.
I need to know where it is I'm supposed to be doing.
Right. How do I rectify the situation if I don't know the name of group?
Yeah.
Anyway, folks, this is the question after dogs on 103. Phone Fantasy Radio, all that good stuff. 805-830-8320. Let's play some music and we'll be right back. Not my back, but my back.
Late night and I was thirsty. Girl, I been to that county, girl, I ain't telling. Handcuff you to that bed, girl, it ain't no belly. I keep a stack of hundreds, I can keep a secret. If anything, you was exploring, you wasn't cheating. She got my number stored on the fake name. Her nigga think she favorite, but she run a game. Yolo, so take me out these pull-ups. And we can fuck from uno to ocho.
Only if you got me feeling like this.
Oh, why?
I love it while grabbing the rhythm you hit.
Welcome back. Sorry about that little delay right there. Some sexy people. and I'm trying to avoid being nasty about the situation. Let me see what to do. And I want to just be mad rude, but I'm trying not to be mad rude.
Yeah. Oh.
I'm sorry, I
don't
think you're allowing. They're out there for them. Anyway, they don't want to tell me the name of the group. They're just going to say, you're going to find yourself removed. And then I'm going to have to, you know, I'm trying to be nice about it.
Find out yourself, but you're not asking why, yeah. It's a bunch of them.
And my thing is this, Lacey, what's the point of telling me that I don't participate in your group and you want me to participate, but you don't want to tell me the name of your group? You just said, just know that, you know, people feel some type of way about you not participating. Wait, what? Okay. Well, how do you rectify the situation? If you want me to participate, I need to know the name of the group, right? That's my logic. No worries, just be advised. Many dudes won't find it a nice thing to do either. What's the point to bring it to my attention if you don't want to resolve the issue?
Right. Because if I'm not mistaken, you're a part of several different groups.
Right. This is what I don't understand. Like, how would I know I've been renewed if I don't know the name of the group?
Mm-hmm. One group. I'm just in one group. No, you're in several groups. Anybody knows, of course, knows she's in several groups.
I'm not in several groups, Lacey. I'm in over 100 groups. That's what they feel and realize. I'm in over 100 groups. And it's not that I go out there looking for the group. Y'all add me to the group. So what am I doing?
At least give me the courtesy if you're going to tell me, right. You know, but what am I missing? You know, give me the courtesy to know what I'm missing.
Right.
I didn't know I was a part of this group. You know,
and there are a lot of people that add you to the group, and you don't even know that you're added to the group.
Wow.
Right.
So what can I do if I don't know that I'm
right? But okay, that's the way you want to be about it. So that's it. I ain't gonna sit up here and stress you over your damn group. It's Facebook, nigga. You don't get paid for this. Fuck out of here. Show me a check and I'll stop. How about that? Is Facebook giving you a cut of the money? Okay, it's Facebook. You got 3,000 people in your group and only 2 people are participating. Stop it. Anyway, I was told also by another group that I don't post about poetry or how these other groups. Okay. And he did it nicely. Like, I can respond back to him. Shout out to, you know what, as a matter of fact, I wasn't going to shout them out. Shout out to the Black Poetry Cafe admin team. They hit me up. They let me know what part of the group they in. They let me know, you know, we support you. We like what you're doing, but unfortunately, this is not related to our group. Can you not advertise? Then I can respond back nicely. You know what, sir? I do understand. Thank you for bringing this to my attention. You know, blase, blase, blase. You know, like, now we got somewhere to work. We got something to work with. But this is something. She's getting in my ass, man. And she's going to get it. She's going to get it. I'm going to sit up here and boss her.
He wants you to figure out what the group is.
Okay, I'm just going to say fuck out of here. Right. Yeah, this is crazy. Anyway, folks, we're talking about crushing After Dark on Fall Fantasy Radio. I had to pause for a minute and, you know, just get up here and just understand what the hell is going on our Facebook page. But anyway, we only got, less than 20 minutes remaining on the clock. This is 9 minutes till tonight. We're talking about kinky stuff. I shared my first time with everything, and you know, we expect y'all to call in and share your first time, if you will. Lacey, you got anything else you want to bring to the table?
Oh, I can't think of anything else right now. I mean, you know, one thing that was the first thing I tried when I first tried motion lotion? The warm motion lotion? It was like. It says it's going to warm, but you don't be expecting to what degree. And the guy I tried it with, he's like, it's getting hot. He was like, he wasn't ready for it. I was like, it says it's going to warm. It feels hot, too hot. I'm like, it's not too hot, but he wasn't ready for it. So here we go. We had to go wash up. Because he wasn't ready for it, and I was like, what? What was wrong? It was too much. What do you mean it was too much? I wasn't ready for that. I was like, oh, just so you weren't ready, don't say it was too much. And you have to realize everybody isn't ready to go to that level all the time.
Right.
And they act like they are.
Right.
And they're really not.
First of all, her name is Nana. Who the fuck name is that, Nana? Yeah.
Gonna make you know her.
Yeah, she's one of my friend list. We're friends or whatever, but. If she's about to be deleted, anybody got time for that? I mean, I know who she is. But anybody got time for that?
Well,
you can tell me who you are. Like, what are you accomplishing? Like, if there's no resolve here, I don't like that. I don't like that. That's
right.
You know, like, there's no resolve. You brought it to my attention. Obviously, you want me to resolve it. So, let me resolve it. What is it? What group are you talking about?
Yeah, to really resolve it, you actually have to know what group it is.
Right. I'm saying, why do you care? Because you brought it to my attention. Right, that's why I care. Like,
if it's brought to your attention and you don't know where it is, like you said, you're a part of 100 different groups. It could be Billy Billy's group, and you don't know. Yes, right. They're not even thinking, whoever it is, they're not even thinking, you know. Some people have just a few groups, but then there are people who have a bunch of groups. And you have Phone Fantasy Radio, and you're trying to do that, and then to run to mm-hmm. all the groups all the time, that's going to be like, you'll never sleep. Ever. Where's the crush? Oh, she's in there doing this, doing that.
Right.
Yeah. You'll never get your time.
Yeah, I do a mass posting to all my groups. That's what she doesn't understand. I do a mass posting to all my groups and social pages. So it's not, it's personal, it's, you know, nothing personal.
Right.
Yeah. If someone brings it to my attention, then I look into it. Like I said, the guy from Black Cafe, he brought it to my attention. Now I can look forward to it, you know?
If he's going, look, this is the group you're supposed to be a part of. You're not, you know, whatever. Okay, I got that.
It is what it is. You know, it's Facebook. They take this shit like they get money from it. It's all good. Tomorrow night, join us on the Dame O Show with Dame O, Jay Will, and myself. And we're talking about, can you stand the rain? Are you built? Tolerance, patience, you know, to have a good relationship, but things just aren't always satisfactory, whether it be bad sex, whether it be no money. Are you willing to make those sacrifices and those changes in your life to accommodate love? That's it. That's it. That's the conversation. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. That's all I can say. Oh, boy. Y'all know how that goes when we get on there. He's going to say no, and he's going to say yes, and da 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 da. I don't know. I don't know where I stand. I'm on it. Depends. It depends on the situation. I've done it. I've tried it. And, you know, it doesn't work out, but it is what it is. I've been dumped, you know, because somebody said, oh, I can't provide for you. You know, and I think I'm a very accommodating person. Maybe be some friends to my boo. So I've been in that situation here. It's like, so what do you do? So how do I fix it? Mm-hmm.
It takes a lot to keep on a stand with that person, whatever they're going through.
Yeah. So I'm gonna be back tomorrow. Let me see if you can join me.
Yes, I'm gonna come. I'll probably be a little late, but I'm coming.
Okay, it's all good. We'll be on for 12 hours. I mean, we're on for 2 hours.
Yeah, I'll be a little late, but I'm gonna come. It's so interesting. You can tell that they're young guys, and some of their ideology is hilarious.
Yeah, it is all good. We have fun in here. Anyway, folks, this person has turned me off. I'm getting sleepy for a little bit. Join us tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 p.m. Central, right here at Phone Fantasy Radio, the Dame O Show. We're also here on Thursday night for the Mr. Sexy Man Live. PhoneFantasyRadio.com is the website. If you want to submit some music or a show topic, visit our website. Join all our social networks, get the updates, all that good stuff. Thank y'all for tuning in, and we appreciate it. Thank you, ladies, too, for tuning in, and appreciate your support on that note. I'm going to leave off with a song because I just like this song. I don't know why I like this song. I just like this song. And this is dedicated to all of Facebook group admins that are assholes.
You little stupid ass bitch, I ain't fucking with you. You little dumb ass bitch, I ain't fucking with you. I got a million trillion things I'd rather fucking do than to be fucking with you. Little stupid ass, I don't give a fuck, bitch. I don't give a fuck about you or anything that you do. Don't give a fuck about you or anything that you do. I heard you got a new man, I see you taking the pic. Then you post it up, thinking that it's making me sick. I see you calling, I be making it quick. I'ma answer that shit like I don't fuck with you. Bitch, I got no feelings to go. I swear I had it up to here, I got no feelings to go. I mean for real, fuck how you feel. Fuck your two cents if it ain't going towards the bill. Yeah, and every day I wake up celebrating shit. Why? Cause I just dodged a bullet from a crazy bitch. I stuck to my guns, that's what made me rich. That's what put me on, that's what got me here. That's what made me this. And everything that I do is my first name. These hoes chase bread, aw damn, she got a bird brain. Ain't nothing but trilling me, aw man, silly me. I just bought a crib, three stories, that bitch a trilogy. And you know I'm rolling weed and sucking up the ozone. I got a bitch that text me, she ain't got no clothes on. And then another one text me, yo ass next. And I'ma text yo ass back like I don't fuck with you. You little stupid ass bitch, I ain't fucking with you. You little dumb ass bitch, I ain't fucking with you. I got a million trillion things I'd rather fucking do than to be fucking with you. Little stupid ass, I don't give a fuck, bitch. I don't give a fuck about you or anything that you do. Don't give a fuck about you or anything that you do.
Got a million things on my mind, executive deals online, limited amount of time, chasing these dollar signs, and you ain't on your grind. You liable to find me up in the MGM casino in the deep. Fucking off Eddie, I could have put on property. From the bait to the murder mitt, my niggas put murder missions. She choosing, that's her decision. Free my niggas in prison. On the phone with a bitch who can't do shit for a pimp, but make a nigga hella rich. Got a blunt and my dental, blowing hemp and a rental. On my way to Sacramento, late night, Arsenio. I'm never sentimental, go hard or go homeless. Really, hardly a chromeless. You might end up domeless. I bet you. She ending me, her cheddar she giving me. I make a bitch stand outside forever like the Statue of Liberty. Rest in pimp C, underground king of the South. I raise my styrofoam up and pour some drink in my mouth. Why you always coming around with bad news? Say you want me to win, but hope I lose. I never rock with other niggas in the crew, but them niggas cool. It's just that
bitch, I ain't fucking with you. You little stupid ass bitch, I ain't fucking with you. You little dumb ass bitch, I ain't fucking with you. I got a million trillion things I'd rather fucking do than to be fucking with you. Little stupid ass, I don't give a fuck, bitch. I don't give a fuck about you or anything that you do. Don't give a fuck about you or anything that you do. I don't give a fuck, bitch. I don't give a fuck about you or anything that you do. Don't give a fuck about you or anything that you do. I got a new chick that I gotta thank God for. I got a new whip that I gotta thank the lot for. Yeah, I got a lot, but want a lot more. Yeah, we in the building, but I'm trying to take it to the
top flow. I swear I hear some new bullshit every day I'm waking up. It seems like nowadays everybody breaking up. That shit could break you down if you lose a good girl. I guess you need a bad bitch to come around and make it up. I guess drama makes for the best content. Everything got a bad side, even the conscience. Now you're drinking till you're unconscious. Feel me when you get a fine bitch. Don't forget to read the fine print. Life got me meditating like I'm in the Himalayas. Keep a G with the L it on me like the elevator. Yeah, I know that karma too real, so I hope you doing cool. But still, stupid ass bitch, I ain't fucking with you. Little stupid ass, I ain't fucking with. I ain't fucking with you. I ain't fucking with you.